Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're kicking off the morning with a Playbook exclusive. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer's vision for the majority. He wants immediate passage of an ethics package. The Maryland Democrat is giving a speech on government reform at Union Station today, where he plans to lay out a package for how Democrats should clean up Washington. That includes campaign finance reform, voting reform, and ethics reform, along with new rules to improve how Congress works.
This is not too dissimilar from 2006, when Democrats rode a wave of corruption to the majority and then passed legislation to try to clean the Hill up. This time around, polls consistently show that voters are disgusted with what they consider a Washington in absolute crisis. So the message is the Democrats are the saviors riding into town to clean it up, and that could be a quite salient message.
On a practical level, it's tough to see Democrats and Mitch McConnell agreeing on any of these items if Dems get the House and Republicans keep the Senate. But Dems can pass a House ethics package that would change the chamber's rules if they get into the majority, and that will have impact. We've got another first in Playbook. Connecticut Democratic Rep. Jim Himes is cutting a $1 million check to the DCCC, Red to Blue, and frontline candidates. This is in addition to the $310,000 the new Democrat coalition chair has already contributed in DCCC dues.
Big news coming out of Politico today. We are launching Politico Pro Canada, which will focus on the twists and turns of the U.S.-Canada relationship and talks about policy, tech, healthcare, ag, energy, and more. Our colleagues Sabrina Rodriguez and Laura Gardner are up with a piece looking at Trump versus Trudeau, how they could save NAFTA if they stop sniping.
All eyes on the East Coast are focused on the hurricane. Washington Post's Capital Weather Gang is reporting that Hurricane Florence has the potential for unbelievable damage as it heads towards the Carolinas. And stop us if you've heard this before. The Washington Post has a story up on the growing fears among Republicans about losing control of the Senate. And the New York Times is up with a story on how Ted Cruz has a fight on his hands in Texas.
To wit, the Senate Leadership Fund dropped millions of dollars yesterday against Claire McCaskill to boost Mike Braun in Indiana, $1.1 million against Phil Bredesen in Tennessee, and $1 million against Jackie Rosen in Nevada. Our colleague Alex Eisenstadt is reporting that George W. Bush is back in the fundraising game, doing a swing for House and Senate candidates.
On the SCOTUS front, Alana Shore and Burgess Everett report on the last-ditch effort to stop Brett Kavanaugh's ascension to the Supreme Court. Abortion rights groups have a six-figure add-up in Maine, and they are also hitting Dean Heller in Nevada. I recently spoke with SEIU's Mary Kay Henry and the AFL-CIO's Liz Schuler on how Labor is attacking the Kavanaugh confirmation. Their strategy? Use their defense of Obamacare playbook. Get three senators to vote against Kavanaugh. Subscribe to the Women Rule podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the president is leading toward Emmett Flood to replace Don McGahn as White House counsel. On the investigations front, the Washington Post is reporting that Paul Manafort is in talks with prosecutors about a potential plea deal. And the New York Times has an important story about how aides in the House remain remarkably white despite the increasing diversity among lawmakers. A joint Center for Political and Economic Studies found that just 13.7% of top House staffers are people of color. That compares with 38% of the country as a whole and 23% of the House.
The Washington Post is reporting that Jeff Bezos and Amazon board members are visiting Washington next week, though they say no announcement on a new headquarters is expected. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president is having lunch with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He will deliver remarks at a Congressional Medal of Honor Society reception and head out to a roundtable discussion and dinner with supporters at a private residence in Washington, D.C. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.